If you're waiting for someone else to motivate you to get better as a leader, you may need to reevaluate why you are still in a leadership role. If your why is not enough to drive you to get better, sadly, it may be time for you to step down. Today, I'll be talking about the importance of being self-driven as a leader. If you are not continuously seeking out ways to get better and improve, you will become stagnant and less effective. Hi, I'm Michelle from Great to Lead. With 18 years of leadership experience as a school principal, I'm here to help you grow as a leader with straightforward, practical tips you can use right away. So let's dive in. Effective leaders are masters at managing themselves, which is most likely one of the skills that helped you rise to a leadership role. Being self-motivated is also what sustains you to stay in the hard times and dry seasons. The leader of an organization is the one who has to keep everyone moving forward, even in the face of obstacles. The truth is, you can't lead others unless you can first lead yourself. If you're not driven as a leader, those that you lead won't be either. Don't misunderstand me. We all have ups and downs as a leader. But if you stay in that mindset, those around you will start to lose their drive as well. And as a leader, you set the tone for those that you lead. Have you ever heard of the book 212, The Extra Degree by Sam Parker and Mac Anderson? It includes this powerful quote: at 211 degrees, water is hot. At 212 degrees, it boils. And with boiling water comes steam. And with steam, you can power a train. 1 degree makes all the difference. Isn't that amazing? Just 1 degree can create a powerful change. Here's the thing. When you're growing, changing, and trying new things, you naturally stay self-motivated. But when you lose the desire to improve and settle for things as they are, that's when things start to fall apart around you. You may think, I don't have time to learn and grow. I am stressed out as it is. The crazy thing is, changing things up actually helps reduce stress. Why? Because in the absence of self-motivation, you become stagnant. And when this happens, leaders may experience a heightened level of stress, which can lead to adverse thinking, self-criticism, and the criticism of others. You may have also heard the concept of getting 1% better each day. This is from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. He says, if you get 1% better each day for 1 year, you'll end up 37 times better by the time you're done. He also said this: making a choice that is 1% better or 1% worse seems insignificant in the moment, but over the span of moments that make up a lifetime, these choices determine the difference between who you are and who you could be. That is so good. If that doesn't spark something within you to change, I'm not sure what will. Of course, learning new things and getting better is the best way to stay self-motivated, but here are a few other things you can do that may help. First up is physical fitness. Yes, you heard me right. You might feel that you don't have time, but exercise helps clear your mind and reduce the stress, making you more productive when you do get back to work. Networking is also key. Surrounding yourself with motivated people can boost your own self-motivation. Positive energy is contagious. Attend seminars, conferences, or workshops to gain fresh perspectives and recharge. Next up is getting back to the basics. Reflect on the good habits and ideas that originally led you into leadership. Reconnecting with these can remind you of why you do what you do and bring valuable practices back into your routine. You may also need to refocus on your end goal. Visualize the big picture or what the ultimate goal is. It's easy to lose sight of where you want to go when immediate things and challenges keep taking over. Remind yourself of your destination and adjust your priorities if needed. In addition, add accountability. Find that trusted person who can give you honest feedback. Share what's on your mind, and I bet they will be more than willing to help support you and help you get back on track. Last but not least is have fun. Find ways to make work more enjoyable for you and your team and maintain a healthy work-life balance. You will never look back and wish you had spent less time with your family and more time at work. Taking time for yourself is essential. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this has helped spark something within you and it's helped you refocus your leadership journey. There are so many simple things we can do to grow as a leader. Start small by making your goal to get 1% better each day. I promise it will help you stay self-motivated. Until next time, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.